RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you new to the program, my goal is to talk with every employer I can, big and small, and every industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little bit better. One of the things I like best about being the host of this program is that I get to meet some very interesting people who spent a long time in Tampa Bay as entrepreneurs and business owners. As someone who's new to the area, I'm still learning a lot about what it's like in both Tampa and St. Petersburg. And my guest today, Kevin Kapik, has had his office in Tampa and is now located in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Kevin is the CEO of Salt Payroll Consultants. Welcome to Job Talk, Kevin.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Anyway, of all the guests that I've had here, Kevin, you know, you've got the shortest distance to travel here. It's quite an honor, you know.
Yeah, about 50 feet.
I know. Your office is right next to this one here. So, and by the way, if you want to listen, you want to view Kevin's website while listening, go to www.saltpayroll.com. And Kevin, I know an important meeting with a client came up that conflicts a bit with this interview, so I really do appreciate you being here today, and we'll do our best to keep this interview relatively short. So let's start out by telling our listeners about yourself up until the time you formed Salt Payroll Consultants. Where are you from?
New York, Long Island, as you probably can tell by my accent.
Still. I thought it was a little bit from Boston, too, in there.
Well, I went to school at Penn State, so I kind of have a blended New York-Pennsylvania accent.
Great. And did you go to school? You went to school there?
Yes, I went to school at Penn State. Shortly after leaving Penn State, started in the tax industry. I was graduated with a CPA and went over to work with a small boutique firm out of college.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also have some experience with the Big Four companies?
Yes, worked with both KPMG and Ernst & Young.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm always interested in people. What's it like to work in? You've had offices both in Tampa and St. Pete. You know, what was it like working in Tampa?
It was different. Working in Tampa, a lot of our folks that work for the firm were located over in Tampa, so it kind of made sense to move the business from St. Pete to Tampa. Obviously, dealing with the traffic over in Tampa is probably the biggest issue and difference between Tampa and St. Pete. We were there for about 8 or 9 years over in Tampa, where I was doing isolated office visits. But once I started going there on a normal basis, decided to bring the firm back to St. Pete.
Mm-hmm. And where were your offices in Tampa? What area?
West Shore area.
Okay. And there's a lot of businesses in that area?
Yes. It's probably the largest concentration of businesses located in there, in that area, just because it's proximity to the airport.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like? You mentioned, I think, you had to get in your car to go. I mean, was it easy to you know, navigate downtown and all that area?
And when you're in Tampa, where I was located over, you normally don't go to downtown Tampa. You stay in the West Shore area, which has a lot of restaurants. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a great area. Professionals like it because it's close, right over the bridge, and then your first exit. And
the airport, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so that makes it nice, too.
All right, and then you moved back to St. Pete. You know, when you came back here, first of all, what prompted your return?
Well, it was, I mean, St. Pete has gone through a lot, as you know. When I was down in St. Pete prior to moving, St. Pete probably just started doing some of its renaissance, changing buildings coming up and businesses, more restaurants and such coming in the area. Mm-hmm. But what brought us back here was, location of just being closer to where I live in Tierra Verde. So it's a nice, quick 20-minute drive back and forth. Gives you also that the downtown area, unlike West Shore, where you had to get in your car to go out to lunch and such, here you're able to just take a stroll and get outside and get some sun and visit some of the local restaurants.
So you mentioned there were some changes. You know, what kind of changes did you notice about downtown St. Pete?
From when I first began here, which was over 20 years ago, there was the downtown. It was non-existent. There were a couple of condos and very few businesses, and at night there was no activity at all. What's transpired is incredible. I mean, it's still today when I'm driving and seeing the skyline, it's just incredible the difference from where it was until where it is today. But and it's continuing, and it's just a great place to have a business. It's just, we really enjoy it.
And in your office, you also get to share this beautiful view, and you get to watch the pier coming down here.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to watch daily and how fast that's they're destroying that.
Well, great. My guest today is Kevin Capick, the CEO of Salt Payroll Consultants. So let's talk about your business. You know, what does SALT stand for, and what do you do?
SALT is an acronym for State and Local Tax, S-A-L-T, and payroll. Obviously, what we do is primarily we work with Fortune 500 companies that have gone through M&A activity, mergers and acquisitions, or gone through some reorganizations or some bankruptcies. And we specialize in the tax area, payroll tax, which is something that's kind of very unique. Not a lot of firms do what we do. That's why we're able to work with, you know, the Fortune 500 companies. And the goal is to take a look back. Historically, companies go through transactions. We're historically allowed to go back three to four years to see if there's any way that reviewing their tax files to see if there's any possible tax refunds for them. So positions that they've taken that may have been incorrect that we could still go back and remedy and turn out to be refunds for the client.
How big is your company right now?
We got 12 folks. We don't have any admin people, so it's a top-heavy firm. Most of the guys that have been with me have been with me for quite a long time.
And that says a lot.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, long
time. Kind of nice.
And let's talk about the process, okay? What is the process for somebody wanting to engage your services?
Well, how we begin is we take a look at certain tax files, the payroll tax, which is called a 940. It's an annual statement of deposits that you send into the IRS, which outlines both your federal filings for your FUTA, which is your federal unemployment tax, along with that, your state unemployment tax. That gives us a starting point to see if there's going to be some opportunity. So the idea there is to keep it as turnkey as possible for the client. Make it one thing we pride ourselves on and companies that we work with is that we don't take any time from them or their staff. We know that the resources in the company are very critical. It's our job to first start and identifying that opportunity and then to take it to the end result, which is actually getting your refund.
And you have quite a team. I'd like to talk a little bit about them. Are they all in this office, or do you have other offices?
Most of them are in the St. Pete office. We do have an office in Charlotte. We have satellite offices in New York also.
Okay. So tell me about some of your team members. I would think that one of the aspects of people taking a look at your company for your services is the quality of people that you have, and very impressive staff. So let's talk about some of them.
Okay.
Who's your second in command there?
Bob Newman. Bob's been with me for quite a while. He's actually been with me as probably 6 months after I started the firm. He came on board. He worked with me both at KPMG and at Ernst & Young. So he's kind of my second guy, my wingman, if you will. And he continues to work with us.
And quite impressive educational background as well.
Yes, he has a law degree along with a bachelor degree, actually a tax law degree.
LLM?
Yes.
And great. Who else is on your team there?
We got quite a few guys that are in a technical side, I guess I'll focus on. We have Jeff Callen. Jeff Callen was He's been a local here for quite a while. He worked with Bronstein, which was a law firm that has recently been acquired by Johnson Pope. But Jeff has he's been with us for actually from the onset with when he was working with Bronstein. So he did a lot of our legal work, and now he's part of the our group. Mm-hmm. We got a few other folks that that have been with us again for quite a while.
You know, I'd like to talk about the kind of industries that you really can focus on, and some of the testimonials on your website are just they're wonderful. What is there any industry that needs your expertise more than others, or are there differences between, say, the food and beverage industry and the you know, the other industries that you work with?
That's a good question. Normally in tax, that is the answer would be yes. But in payroll tax, it's not industry specific. The payroll tax area, regardless of if you're mining or if you're doing food services, tax is calculated the same way. But a lot of companies do like that you have that exposure. So we normally do put it in those categories.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about some of the projects and that you've worked on and some of the cases. Tell me about, look, we talked about the food and beverage industry. Tell me about a situation where you went in and saved them some money.
Sure. I go into an engagement we're working on currently. It's in the oil and gas industry. Company acquired a refinery in Texas. I think it was in 2013. And we're currently part of our review, we approached the client and asked them to take for us to take a look at it. We subsequently took a look at it, and we're currently right now we're turning in the refunds to the taxing authorities, and the refunds are pretty significant. But the again, the focus on our part is that what the clients like about it the most is that we're able to do that in a turnkey manner.
No interruptions whatsoever.
Yeah,
That's an important factor, I would think.
Yeah, and to carry it to the end. A lot of times companies can file refund claims with state and federal agencies, but you may not necessarily without the fortitude of going forward and making sure that those claims are actually received as part of what we do.
So what was the situation in the retail and entertainment industry situation that you worked on?
Oh, that was a casino. That was went through a bankruptcy transaction. We were able to, through the guidance of the federal courts, we went back to the federal courts and requested certain guidance to be given to the taxing authorities that afforded the client significant refunds.
Mm-hmm. So what would you like potential clients to know about Salt Payroll Consultants that sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, you know, we realize there are a lot of companies and a lot of associations these companies have. Again, with the Fortune 500 companies we work for, you can imagine the amount of tax professionals that are around them, even in-house and outsourced. What stands us, apart from the rest of the firms out there is that we do offer something that's really unique. There's not a lot of, if you comb the country, just like the folks that we have here at Salt, the employees that we have here, it's very difficult to find those that type of experience. So, you know, in housing these folks together and housing our employees together and delivering a product that's second to none in the country. So,
great. My guest today is Kevin Capick, the CEO of Salt Payroll Consultants. And we just have time for a few more questions. I know you got to run. But, Kevin, are you looking to add to your staff?
Yeah, we're always looking. Like I just mentioned, you know, it's difficult. And there's two sides of our firm. Obviously, we have the technical side, and we have then the sales side, and we approach both the same way when it comes to looking for talented people out there. We are always looking, so yeah, we are currently right now, unless someone comes across, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that brings us to the interview tip of the week. If somebody wants to apply for a position with your company, what one piece of advice would you give them?
I would say be prepared. Going into a lot of people that I've interviewed through the years have come to us, who could come to the company, and just not prepared, not studying what we do, understanding how we approach our in fact, I just recently had a new hire that was so prepared. It's the reason why I wasn't even looking to hire at the time, but he was so prepared and so on spot that he got the job.
Well, that's great advice. I mean, that's a real life situation. Mm-hmm. And anyone listening, make sure you are prepared. And finally, if somebody wants more information on your company, how can they do that?
You can go to our website, www.saltpayroll.com, or you can give us a call, area code 813-879-5000. Don't let the area code get you, but...
That's still the Tampa number. And do you have a fax number, too? People use that?
I don't have
it's
that.
It's on your website, though.
Yes.
They can check that out. Okay, great. And, you know, they can, if they go on their website, can they, I believe they can request a brochure.
Yeah, absolutely. They could send an email through that will go right to the company here.
Well, great, Kevin. Listen, I know you have to go, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. So please keep in touch and let us know about any news, events, or job openings Salt Payroll Consultants has in the future. And again, thanks again.
Great, thanks.
And that was Kevin Capick, the CEO of Salt Payroll Consultants. You can read about all the things Kevin was talking about today on the show today by viewing the website at www.saltpayroll.com. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update, brought to you this week by one of our new sponsors, Advanced Recruiting and Training. And if you're underemployed or unemployed and a recent college graduate who can't find a job, or someone looking to change careers altogether, learn the art of recruiting by calling the folks at Advanced Recruiting and Training at 727-793-8070, where you can get personalized training and earn while you learn a new career in 90 days. They have a great program there, so check it out, 727-793-8070. And our first Job Talk alumni update goes out to SavvyCard, who wants to thank everyone for their recommendations on their Find Services program that launched this month through a joint venture with RE/MAX Metro. If you'd like to know more about SavvyCard, please visit their website at www.savvycard.com, SavvyCard.com. And the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce and Intrinio remind us of the ribbon-cutting event at Genius Central Systems today from 1:30 to 4 p.m. They're located at 2232 Fifth Avenue South in Midtown. I look forward to being there myself. And last, I also want to mention that Eagle is now offering project management services to their clients. Michelle Egeter, who is PMP certified, will be heading up those services and can be reached at 727-535-3592. And the shout-outs today go to Jim the JD. It's good to hear from you, and I look forward to having coffee with you soon. And to John in California, it was so good to talk with you, and I'll make sure I put you in touch with Larry. I hope you get a chance to visit St. Pete and Tampa Bay soon. You will absolutely love it. And finally, to my guests in 2 weeks, Martha Bowden, the CEO, and Michelle Egeter of SPCA Tampa Bay. If you love animals, you're going to want to listen in and learn all about the great work they do there at the SPCA. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out all the great music on the site as it features local musicians here too. New shows are in production as the website keeps getting better and better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including pop, country, jazz, and classical. Other interesting programs you might enjoy are broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. Also, be sure to listen to Will Koontz as he hosts the Homemade broadcast at 6 p.m. on Sundays. He's also going to be a guest on Job Talk soon. Treat yourself to the Indie Circuit with Mao that airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Toriano Parker has a new program he calls Hard Hitting Radio that airs on Thursdays at 12:15 p.m. Check that out. You can also look for Toriano's broadcasts on YouTube. And we have a new addition to the Radio St. Pete lineup, Haley J. She will be contributing interviews centered on the local music scene, as well as trying her hand at some live broadcasting and recorded interviews from First Friday, the Saturday Morning Market, and more. So be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. So check it out. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. I really do look forward to your comments and suggestions. And I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to anyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan. a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSt.Pete.com.